Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny and very troubled planet. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line right now, too. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. This week's stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the southern morning sky. Also, don't forget that Venus is visible in the evening after sunset. The moon this week is passing through its full phase, and so stargazing for those faint objects will be rather difficult.
Now, I understand you've got information about one of the many Mars-related projects, and in this instance, a lander, a stationary thing that's up there.
Yeah, you remember a while back we covered the story of NASA's InSight lander and its mission to monitor seismic activity on the planet Mars. The lander touched down successfully and was able to perform a great deal of science. However, a subsurface drill known as the mole became stuck in the Martian soil and essentially became useless. NASA engineers have been trying to fix it ever since, and, well, they finally did it, but perhaps not in a way that you would have expected.
How did they get the mole working again?
Well, essentially they hit the mole with a shovel. That shovel being one of the rover's robotic arms.
Wow.
This freed up the mole and will now allow the lander to attempt drilling again. You could say it was Martian whack-a-mole.
And so it sounds like kind of a potential risky move. Is there anything they could have broken doing that? And explain sort of how they did it. Sounds fascinating.
Well, they could have broken both the robot arm and the drill, but luckily everything was okay. This was actually a very delicate operation. Great care was needed to not damage both the mole or the arm. And now that it's free, it should be able to resume its critical mission.
And refresh us on that mission.
Well, the mole was designed to burrow beneath the surface of Mars and return data on the interior of the red planet. Its geology, composition, temperature, things like that. This will enable us to better understand the nature of Mars quakes and to determine if Mars is still geologically active. However, with winter approaching fast on the red planet, the mole is running out of time to get this job done for this year.
Well, obviously, that's a cliffhanger, and we'll be waiting for an update on the mole and the mission to Mars. And it's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer, which you can find at hawaiipublicradio.org.